The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, rapid globalization, changing business models, huge technological advances that's resulted in increasingly interconnected systems and processes in today's society. Now, professional accountancy body ACCA believes the change will have an effect on a range of industries in the professional services sector, especially for small and medium enterprises or SMEs. Joseph Alfred, Head of Policy and Technical at ACCA Singapore, is going to have to help us out and talk us through it. Joseph, thanks so much for coming today.
Yeah, thank you, Howie, and it's a pleasure to be here. You know, there's been a lot of developments in the market for professional services. Worldwide, we've seen a rapid, increase in the volume and the variety of professional services. For example, in the International Federation of Accountants, or IFAC, did a survey a couple of years ago, and they found that 32% of SMPs actually reported to them that there has been upsurge in the demand for professional services. You know, and even here in Singapore, we did a market demand survey on professional services last year. And we had some interesting findings. The study was supported by SAC, the Singapore Accountancy Commission. It covered about 275 companies in China and also ASEAN region, including Singapore. Small companies as well as big companies. Big companies, you know, with revenues of more than $1 billion. So what we asked them is, one of the questions that we asked them is, what have they budgeted for in terms of professional services for the next 3 years? And it was quite interesting. About 20% of the companies actually said they have actually budgeted about $1 million for professional services up to the end of 2020.
Is that a big amount, Joseph?
That's a big amount for a medium-sized company. Maybe not for the billion-dollar company, sure. But it still shows the scale of it. And about 50% actually have budgeted for about 100,000. I mean, when the layman thinks about professional services or professional business and advisory services, they think about corporate services, tax services, audit services. For a medium-sized company, it's about, you know, audit is about 10 to 20,000. So you're talking about 100,000. So it must be something other than compliance-based kinds of services. That's where the excitement is, basically. So we can really ask the question, okay, why is it going up? Why is there a demand for professional services? And the World Bank Group actually did a study on this. And basically, their conclusion was that SME owners in particular are actually demanding for professional services because they are looking for a competitive advantage. They want to go a little bit faster than their competitors. So I think that's a key reason. And that is also confirmed by our own research, the ACCA research report that came up earlier this year called the Scale Up Success, you know. And what that particular study was looking at is it was actually interviewing high-growth SMEs and asking them the questions as to, you know, what have they been doing? And we basically summarized the attributes of these high-growth SMEs and try to communicate to other SMEs what these high-growth SMEs are doing. And one of the important things that we found out is that they actually rely a lot on external advice. So I think external advice is maybe the secret weapon that, you know, very high growth company and companies which are really, you know, growing are using. So I think that's what SME owners, you know, if they want to go faster, if they want to grow, they want to scale up and so on and so forth, they do need external advice.
Do you think, though, it's a chicken and egg question? Which came first, their phenomenal growth, hence the need for professional services, or the other way around?
Okay, chicken and egg. Even until today, we do not know whether the chicken came first or the egg came first. It's all a cycle, a virtual cycle. I mean, one affecting the other, and so on and so forth. I mean, I would like to think, basically, that professional services do give an impetus to the businesses to actually grow, particularly in terms of digitalization and internationalization. So the government has come up with very good programs like the scale-up programs with ESG, the digitalization for accountancy sector that SAC did. How do you drive all these programs? I mean, you know, SME owners, they need advice, they need guidance, and so on and so forth. A lot of times you say, why? I mean, we have so many programs, right? But how come the take-up is not so high? So
perhaps it's awareness.
Yeah, it is definitely awareness, but, you know, every day, you know, we hear it in the radio, we hear it in the news, right, on TV, but yet we see so many SMEs, you know, not actually embarking on it. So what is that extra thing that they need? Perhaps we thought, you know, they need some kind of, you know, really guidance on the ground and some sort of mentorship. And that's why we came up with a program called Accelerator Program.
I was going to ask, the ACCA Accelerator Program.
That's right.
How can SMEs benefit from this program?
X with an AX, right?
Yep.
not to X anybody, but it's basically what we thought about is, how do we help SMEs and SMPs, right? But in this particular case, the SMEs of the accountancy sector are the SMPs, which are the small and medium practices. So the question is, how do we help them in a very tangible way, rather than just talking to them in seminars and workshops and so on and so forth? We are actually having boot camps. We're actually mentoring and guidance and things like that, in order to help them basically scale up, right? Together with other SMPs, as a group, So I think we are trying to make it short and simple, like 6 months to 9 months to a year. You know, we want to see some results. So basically, kind of handholding also, but also sharing of experiences and so on and so forth, in order for them to be taken, incrementally. See, the problem now is that it is so painful when you are trying to change overnight. The other study that we're doing that we are going to publish soon is what we call the progression pathways for SMEs in order to build up their professional services practice. And
this is kind of the journey, if you will.
That's right.
Let's not just focus on the end goal.
Because a lot of the knowledge, a lot of the skill sets that they need for the innovative services are actually present in their current services already. For example, an auditor, right? An auditor, when he does planning, he looks at risks. He looks at internal controls. So the next step may be, why not advise on risk? And why not advise on controls and things like that? And you slowly move step by step. And then, of course, you incorporate, analytics and so on and so forth. You can go into risk analytics. So step one, step two, step three, step four. So maybe that's another way, a less painful way to get from wherever they are to more innovative services.
Joseph, we've heard that accountancy, the field of accountancy, has been notoriously lagging behind in terms of tech adoption or wanting to.
Yes.
Has it? I mean, have you seen it?
I mean, I
move
don't know
forward?
Where you heard that from, but...
We're trying to keep it a secret. We know things, Joseph.
The accounting firms that we've talked to, especially lately, I mean, there has been an upsurge of interest, in digitalization, especially in 1-2 years. There are companies like Xero, which have come into Singapore.
Xero with an X as well.
Yeah, with an X, yeah. So... They have inspired many SMPs to digitalize, and we want to harness on that enthusiasm also. And we are also, in the accelerator program, which I talked about earlier, right? We're actually working with AI Singapore and with also NTUC also. And we're trying to infuse also artificial intelligence, right, into these programs. But of course, step by step, I mean, if you look at the accounting sector, you can break it up into three segments, as it were, the big four, the very big firms who are actually way ahead of the rest in terms of technology adoption. Then you go.
But that's only because they have the financial muscle.
Well, they were
to
once,
some degree.
I mean,
yeah.
200 years ago, they were really small, but now they are worldwide. Every SMP can aspire to be bigger and bigger. And that's what our scale up, report is all about. How do you get bigger? And one of the things that, when you're thinking about growing, especially in Singapore, one of the constraints that any business will face, including SMPs, is really that Singapore is too small a market. You have to go out of it, So, but how do you internationalize? Technology actually enables us to internationalize. You take, for example, cloud technology, right? You can actually be selling digital products and services, across the borders just through the cloud, And that's why we are trying to sort of promote this. But, the other thing is about how well are the SMPs and the SMEs able to accept the messages? How well are they able to sort of understand and sort of go to the next step? So, accounting sector for many, many decades, right, has been quite stable. A lot of revenue... A lot of profits, when you are basically,
when you're comfortable, you don't sort of want to change.
Yeah,
so
that's
to speak.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's what we are also trying to change. That's why we're trying to change. We have a conference coming up on 14th of May, what we call the annual conference, and that actually showcases what we call agile thinking, right? Because agility, what is agility? Agility is actually a solution to a problem. Okay, the problem is technological disruptions. Actually, the real problem is, why do you even call it a disruption? Okay,
it's just change, which comes naturally.
It is just change.
Yeah.
If you're not able to accept change, you call it a disruption. If change is something that you have already accepted, it has become already a norm. I mean, you won't even think of it as a disruption. It's just thinking
it's
of just
you know,
it's just a day. It's just BAU, business as usual.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to instill, that change is the norm, and you know, basically through agile work practices. And technologies which enable you to be agile. Again, cloud technology allows you to be agile because you can do work from anywhere, right? So,
what's been the feedback, though, Joseph, to the ACCA Accelerator program?
So far, it was very positive. The response was very positive. I did a presentation during the launch, right? And we had Will Farnell. Will Farnell is an accountant in the UK. He's a role model for the UK firms. He wrote a book called The Digital Firm. And basically, he spoke during the ACCA program, and a lot of people were very inspired by him, because he says that, you know, people are working less and they're getting more satisfaction out of their jobs. I mean, you know, the accounting firms.
With the help of technology, obviously.
Not only technology, but attitudes and work practices and so on and so forth. So I think I think he inspired a lot of people. And the next morning, we had another session with him with another smaller group of SMPs. And they were all very interested, asking a lot of questions and so on and so forth. About 10 to 15 people have already signed up for 10 or 15 SMPs who already signed up for the first the first phase of the accelerator program.
You were going to say boot camp, weren't you,
Joseph? Yeah, there was.
You're going to put them through their paces, aren't you?
Yeah, so it is not going to be I talk and you listen kind of thing.
Oh, sit back lecture thing.
Yeah,
no.
So it is going to be like more of an interactive boot camp, and, you know, really monitoring their progress and so on and so forth. So I think, we hope to see some results soon.
Joseph Alfred, Head of Policy and Technical at ACCA Singapore. You can find out more about that 14th of May event that's coming up, and also about ACCA's Accelerator Program at their website, accaglobal.com. That's accaglobal.com. Joseph, thank you so much.
Thank you, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app, available on Google Play or the App Store.